Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You'd like to see me take a dive, wouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that belt now for better than 20 years. And straight up today, we're talking for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, combat sports, boxing, and hour number one, of course, HBO Championship Boxing, Texas last night, Dallas, Texas to be exact, as predicted, Juan Manuel Lopez, well, he didn't leave Dallas like JFK did in the box, but pretty close, folks, as predicted, it was a one-sided route. Mikey Garcia prevailing in that non-title 126-pound WBO bout. We'll talk about the non-title issue of that. UFC 161, of course, is now in the books. Not a whole lot to talk about there, except for the fact that my man Pat Barry, one of my favorite guests, one of the best guests we've ever had in the world of MMA, let alone, period, on the show. Pat Barry got knocked out last night, so we'll talk about that in detail in hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number one, all about boxing. Hour number two, all about MMA. Both hours, toll-free phone lines, open coast-to-coast. Give us a call. My boss pays for it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll get the Twitter thing up and rolling in a minute. Twitter.com using the hash mark RingTalk. And, of course, we are at Facebook. We're at RingTalk.com. We're all over the place, folks. We're on the internet. We are the internet. You are tuned to, or as George Bush would say, the internets. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. The Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Michael Jordan talk about what makes a great player or what Mark Teixeira thinks about every time he puts on his Yankee uniform. These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Apollo's seen you fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight. But thank you very much, you know, I appreciate it.
Do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. Hmm. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like the guy says, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
Check, 12 and a half, make it 13 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk, the first of 2 hours. First hour, we talk boxing. Second hour, MMA. Dave Meltzer, the MMA genius, the most prolific writer in the history of MMA, will be here with us in hour number two on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Right now, we've got open phone lines coast to coast. You want to talk boxing? Let's do it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. On the line from his lair here in the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. One of my writers, Jason B. Nava. What's up, Jason? How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Pedro. How you doing?
All right. Let's talk pretty predictable outcome last night. I mean, Mikey Garcia lighting up Juan Manuel Lopez. Now Garcia 32-0, 27 KOs. Lopez 33-3, 30 KOs. You didn't need a sidekick to figure that fight out, did you?
You didn't. And like I said last week, even if they didn't have that common opponent in Orlando Salido, styles make fights. And I think Juanma Lopez's style was built for Mikey Garcia. Juanma's a little wild. He gets a little reckless. And Garcia's just a really sharp counterpuncher. And Juanma, you know, he walked himself into his own destruction.
Okay, but at 122 pounds, I thought he was, like, flawless. I thought he was the next coming of God, a boxing god. I mean, he looked marvelous at 122. What happened? Was he exposed? Was the talent not there? Is his chin not there? What happened to Juan Manuel Lopez, the heir apparent to greatness in Puerto Rico?
Well, I think there's a couple things to take into consideration. And one is when you're a really rough and tumble fighter like that, and that's what you rely on, eventually you're gonna run into somebody who's rougher and tougher than you. And that's what he ran into with Orlando Salido. And I think some of what happened last night, don't get me wrong, I think Garcia would have beat him anyways, but I think some of that is, you know, how much does Juanma have left coming off three consecutive stoppage losses?
But look at him. I mean, physically, what is he, 26 years old, 27 years old? He's not an old man. He's done, okay? So, like, did you see that picture of him up on the website, ringtalk.com, the picture I put of him and Garcia side by side holding that belt? When Garcia went to Puerto Rico in January to get this belt from the Honorable Francisco Valcarcel, our wonderful sponsor with the WBO, president of the WBO, and they presented him with the championship belt, and Juan Manuel Lopez was there, and they took this picture together. Now, you and I know weights, and I'm willing to bet lots of money that he was 175 pounds, if not more. Did you see that picture?
Yeah, and you know, that's not just this isn't an isolated incident. You know, even before his losses to Salido, there were rumors, not just rumors, but evidence of him ballooning up in weight. And I remember Bob Arum being very worried about it. I don't remember which fight it was before, but I remember Aaron making a comment like, oh, geez, it looks like he's been spent his training camp at the buffet table or something like that.
What?
And, I think that's another thing that these modern fighters, they don't take from the old school fighters. And back in the day, they stayed in shape 365 days out of the year, you know, or at least close enough to the weight where they didn't have to spend the majority of their six-week training camp focused on just weight.
You know, you led right into my question right there, because I was going to bring up the fact that the king of gaining and losing weight, the great Roberto Duran, having spent a couple of camps with him and watched him come down in weight dramatically, like 35, 40 pounds in a matter of 8 weeks. He spent most of those 8 weeks, as Jason just said, you know, shedding the weight, not really getting himself in shape. He ended up losing fights like the lesser guys, like Robbie Sims and that clown from the UK on ESPN. I mean, the bottom line is Duran lost fights he shouldn't have lost because of his weight issues. Now, we can't attribute all of his problems to his weight issues, can we? I mean, is it all about him getting fat and not being able to come down? I mean, Riddick Bowe did it. Speaking of Riddick Bowe, he got clowned second-round KO as far as a Muay Thai fight over in Bangkok's concerned. And I clowned him on yesterday's show. And I don't know if you caught that, Jason, or not, but when I was ring announcing back in Shawnee, Oklahoma, Riddick Bowe came over to me as I was about to announce him about the main event. They were waiting for the TV times or something like that to start the bell. And he comes over to me and goes, tell him I'm 269 pounds. And then he walks back and comes back. He turns around, comes back. No. He said, no, it was 261 the first time, then 269 the second time. Okay, I mean, he was out of his mind. He was like 300. So I think I announced him like at 271 or something. I didn't know what I was doing that night, but he got lit up in that mixed martial arts, so Muay Thai. What compels a guy 45 years old to do that? He must be brain damaged, huh?
Well, he must be brain damaged, and he must be broke. And he doesn't have many other options. You know, what is he experienced in? What does he qualify for? You know, it's sad. It's sad. It's when you see things like that. You know, recently I watched that documentary 30 for 30 Broke on ESPN, and you see how so many athletes just run through the millions that they spend. And one of the people they talked about was Riddick Bowe's former nemesis, Evander Holyfield. And it's sad. You know, guys.
No,
like
no,
Bowe,
Evander. Listen, Jason. Jason, give
Tony,
Jason,
who
give,
are currently still fighting, and they shouldn't be. They're
Jason,
not in the condition to, but they feel that they have no other options because they don't want to work a regular job, and they're not accustomed to getting up in the morning and listening to a boss.
Following
a schedule.
Okay, well, Evander Holyfield, like, I got to give Evander some props because he did. What did they say? Spread his seed. I think it's 13 kids, 13 different women, and he was paying child support, and that's probably what broke him. You know, I remember going by his house in Georgia, and it was like a quarter mile from the gate. They had a gate, like a fence around his house, right? And I said, why is your house right a quarter mile from the gate? He goes, because if I don't like you coming down the road, I can shoot you. I said, okay, Evander.
Yeah, he's a little country boy, that's for sure. You know, yeah. I'm reading a book about him. I forgot who the author is, but it's The Bite Fight about him and Mike Tyson. It's a fascinating book about both of their lives and careers leading up to that second fight between them.
You know, the Bite Fight, of course, is the fight that a lot of people remember when they think of the career of Mike Tyson. You know, Tyson did some good things as far as in the ring concerned. He wasn't such a crude brawler that he can't be appreciated for his skills. I mean, for his height, for 5'11", 5'10", Jason, he knocked out some dudes, man.
You know, a lot of people say Mike never beat a great fighter in his era, and you know that's partially true. But one thing you got to remember is, I remember looking at some old ring magazines, and Mike Tyson was a champion, and you looked at all the top 10 contenders, and Mike had beaten all of them except I think one. And in the lead up to the Michael Spinks fight, there were some guys that were picking against him. You know, I think Burt Sugar picked Spinks. I think Teddy Atlas picked Spinks.
Yeah, but that was personal.
Personal beef with Tyson.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, there were some experts picking against him, and you know, Tyson was very dominant. And he's another one of those guys who he beat himself, and he ruined his own career in a lot of ways.
I'm going to tell you a good story about Mike Tyson and Michael Spinks. Okay, they're getting ready to fight. They're about to lace up the gloves. And Butch Lewis, who was Michael Spinks' manager, promoter, his antagonist. He's the guy that went out there and antagonized his opponents for him because Spinks wasn't the most vocal guy in the world. But anyway, Butch Lewis goes into Mike Tyson's dressing room to watch him watch his hands get wrapped. So Mike gets his hands wrapped, and then Mike punches a hole in the wall, and you can see the outside. You hear what I'm saying? We're not talking about a window. He punched a hole in a wall enough to where you can see the outside, like the Atlantic City boardwalk. I kid you not. So Butch Lewis went back to the dressing room, I guess a little, how should we say, intimidated. And of course, once and for all is what they call that fight. I call it once and I'll fall, because I thought he got hit on the shoulder and went down. What'd you think of that?
Which fight?
The Michael Spinks Mike Tyson fight. Michael Spinks Mike Tyson. I thought Michael Spinks was so scared he just like flopped at the first chance.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people lost the fight before they even got to the ring with Mike. You know, I don't know. Maybe he was looking for a way out. Maybe he felt the power and didn't want it. But at the end of the day, we'll never know. Only Michael Spinks does.
Much respect. Go enjoy your Sunday. Thank you for your time, my brother.
Hey, Pedro, happy Father's Day, sir.
All right, thank you so much. And happy Father's Day out there to all the fathers in the world. This is the Godfather of Soul, Mr. James Brown himself. My name is Pedro Fernandez. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
I was like, when I was in this marriage, I was so, I was wide open like a puppy dog. She could have did anything. I was like, okay, I love you still. You know, I didn't care about any money. I didn't want to lose my wife at the time. I was just a young kid, and I've never really been in that degree of matrimony before. And it just devastated me. I wasn't prepared for any kind of emotional struggle like that at all.
Yeah. As what role model had you had for a good marriage?
Nobody really. Just entertainers I would watch. And the most entertainers I would watch were womanizers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you just said that until recently you'd never been faithful. So you weren't faithful to Robin either?
Oh, no.
And your second wife, were you faithful there?
No.
I don't even know how to follow that up. Mike Tyson fessing up to Oprah. Come on, Mike, man. Be a man. Remember when you went on that 2020 TV show and you were like all volumed out or all lithiumed out? And you go, you were sitting like a little bit. You were like a puppy dog, man, but you allowed that to happen to you. You got played, Mike. When that girl showed up for the first day, Robin Gibbons, along with her mother, Ruth Roper, okay, and they brought an accountant and a couple of PR people and this kind of stuff. For your first date, you should have been hip right then and there, baby. They were looking to take your money. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to the phone lines. Let's go to Fort Collins, Colorado, and bring in Pablo. What's up, Pablo?
Hey, Pedro. I was trying to call you for a while, and I wanted to get all my thoughts together. And I got my one-minute fight analysis. I rehearsed it for Canelo against Mayweather.
Okay, so
I would like to give you my one-minute fight analysis.
Okay.
I rehearsed it, so I won't stumble over my words.
Go ahead.
To give you the best evidence that Canelo has zero chance against Mayweather, Pablo's fight analysis. Do I think Canelo could outbox Mayweather over 12 rounds? No, he could only win by knockout. They say in boxing, you're only as good as your last fight. In his last fight, when Canelo got a birthday gift with Austin Trout, when Trout dropped his hand, he could not finish him and break him like a human Mexican piñata, and in fact lost the rest of the round. Then how could we expect Canelo to knock out Mayweather? Mayweather might make a mistake one or two times in an entire fight, and the opponent must capitalize. Maidana and Matisse could have a much better chance as they will finish if Mayweather makes a big enough mistake. They will not forgive Mayweather as they will cash in on their paydays. Look at how they finished their last two fights against elite competition. Canelo is just too wildly as in green. For those who say anything can happen in the sport of boxing, try telling that to previous 40-plus opponents of Mayweather.
Interesting, Pablo. No question about that. Why don't you send me a copy of that, or why don't you start writing for me a little blog there at ringtalk.com, since you seem to be so well-versed on the boxing world.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll go ahead and send that to you.
Okay, where are you listening? How are you listening to the show?
Fort Collins, Colorado, on the internet.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I wish you the best. Send me an article, and maybe we can put it together, and we can put something together and maybe get you as a regular contributor, because you seem to know what's going on every time you call me. All the best to you, Pablo.
Okay, thank you.
Pablo in Fort Collins, Colorado. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The most impressive fighter on the card, the HBO card, emanating from the American Airlines Arena. Isn't that the place Mark Cuban owns, the guy that owns the Dallas Mavericks, that basketball team, that multi-billionaire has got the HD net and all that. Yeah, it is. Anyway, the undercard, impressively, Terrence Crawford, now 21-0, 15 stops, six-round KO winner over Alejandro Sanabria. Sanabria came in 34-1, obviously left 34-2-1, 25 KOs. He could punch. This kid is impressive. He really is impressive. I mean, he worked the body. He went upstairs. He went downstairs. He showed to me some skills that I haven't seen in a fighter in a long, long time at this stage of the game. I'm not trying to say he's a future great. I'm saying he's a guy we need to keep our eyes on. So keep your eyes out for Terrence Crawford, 21-0 now, 15 KOs. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Speaking of mixed martial arts, we're going to go 2 hours. This is the new format on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays and Sundays. The Saturday show is a one-hour show where we combine or preview the weekend of boxing and mixed martial arts. And then again, we come Sunday live again with 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour is all about boxing. Second hour is all about MMA. And straight up, it's 2 hours of live. Take that back, 3 hours of live can I say, uncensored MMA and boxing talk right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network each and every week, Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, UFC 162 coming up, and I want to talk about that in detail in hour number two. So Mikey Garcia doesn't make the weight against Juan Manuel Lopez. People didn't take light of that. It wasn't for the title, per se. I mean, had Juan Manuel Lopez won, he would have been recognized as the WBO champion at 126 pounds, okay? But he wasn't. He didn't win, obviously. But Mikey Garcia had been stripped on the scales. He didn't make the weight. He was 128 pounds. Now, in the creed of boxers, in the creed of boxing, there's really only one thing that we sort of rely on, and that's try to being fair. In other words, you know, both guys having, like, the same size gloves and both guys not having brass knuckles and both guys not kicking each other. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Everything's about being fair, okay? And I just don't think that coming in overweight, 2 pounds overweight for a 126-pound title fight is fair. And then he goes out for 2 hours and he comes back at 128 pounds. So obviously, Mikey Garcia didn't really try to lose the weight. And this is nothing new for guys that are trained by his brother, Robert Garcia. This is not the first time. This is the third time in less than 2 years. The third time in less than 2 years, one of his fighters fails to make weight at a championship-level bout. HBO, Showtime, doesn't matter. Bottom line is, major cable, major title on the line, and Brandon Rios didn't make it, not once, against John Murray. He didn't make it against John Murray, knocked John Murray out. Okay, and then he didn't make it again against Richard Abril. And then, of course, that was a big one of the biggest scoring atrocities in the history of boxing. As far as recent memory is concerned, one of the worst decisions I've ever seen. I mean, Abril schooled Brandon Rios. Now Brandon Rios in line, of course, for that multi-million-dollar payday with Manny Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, the former Pac-Man, the Filipino icon. Yeah, going to be president someday. That's what they say in the Philippines. They're going in November over in Macau. Of course, Macau is like the Las Vegas on steroids is how the godfather of the HBO crew, the ex-godfather, of course, the hottest free agent in television right now, Mr. Larry Emergent calls it, the Macau. Las Vegas on steroids. I was there at the beginning, back in 93 and 94. Macau was cool, but it wasn't the Las Vegas on steroids. They had one disco, I'll never forget this. It was a disco, and then you walk down the hall to go to the bathroom, and they had a curtain. And, you know, a curtain over the window, right? So you look behind the curtain, all these women are sitting there with numbers on their chests. I'll leave the rest to your imagination, but that's what Macau was all about in 1993 and 1994. A lot of sewage, not the place you see now. I mean, it does look like Vegas now, but before it looked like a nice hotel, a couple of nice hotels, like Oriental Mandarin Hotel. Of course, we took over a couple of floors that Muhammad Ali and the entire party back in 1994. Wonderful stay. The food was good in Macau, but the food was horrible in Beijing. So if you're ever going to China, bring your own cook like we did the second trip. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You can join us like Pablo did on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk boxing until the top of the hour. And, of course, at the top of the hour, we'll go for the news, and then we'll come back with MMA, the entire MMA hour. We're talking UFC. We're talking Bellator. Bellator is coming back. And if you didn't know about Bellator and you're an MMA fan, you're going to like Bellator because the matches are a little looser than UFC matches, meaning that guys get drilled more often than not. That's right, more often than not. So Mikey Garcia, he looks pretty good at 128 pounds. Does that mean he has to move up to 130 pounds? I don't know. We need to talk about that. But as far going back to the weight and the fact that Robert Garcia had a fighter in three significant fights in the last 2 years that did not make weight, and I haven't heard of a trainer ever doing that before, not in my 30-something, 40-something years in this game, okay? So what I'm trying to say is we shouldn't be suspending the fighter and sanctioning the fighter. We should be sanctioning the trainer. It's the trainer's responsibility and obligation to deliver these guys to the scale, at weight, and in shape. That's their job. That's what they do. And if they don't do that, they haven't done their job. So Robert Garcia's failed in his job on not once, not twice, on three occasions. One, two, three strikes, you're out. We should be suspending this guy. The Association of Boxing Commissions should be calling him in. If they had any teeth, any power in order to discipline guys or sanction guys or at least admonish guys, you know, they should step in and say, look, man, you've had three guys in the last 2 years not make weight. It significantly affected television bouts. And when I think you have guys that are overweight, guys that did not struggle to make the weight, and having struggled to make weight myself 52 different times, I take that back. There were two fights out of my 52 in which I didn't have to struggle. Those were at welterweight, 147 pounds. But every other weight, even the four title wins at 139 pounds, for the Golden Gloves, that was all about struggling to make the weight, okay? But if you don't have to struggle to make the weight, and you don't have to starve, and you don't have to kill yourself, and the other guy does have to kill himself, you've got an advantage, a distinctive advantage in my mind, a distinct advantage. And I think that Brandon Rios had the advantage twice, being, you know, overweight and bigger, and not having to sweat down and make the weight, okay? Same thing with Mikey Garcia. So I think if you're going after Robert Garcia, there's a big article about it at ringtalk.com right now. I mean, I spell it out. I lay it out for you. You tell me. Am I right? Am I wrong? More often than not, I'm right. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 28-plus years now, we are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. Check it. The Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody can get through when he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him. Don't let nobody take care.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Come on, sit down.
Yeah.
The fight's about to start. You want a cold beer?
Hey, that would be nice.
Would you mind getting us a couple of beers, son? Hey, Brady, why don't you try some of these horse divers? Hey, Lamont, hurry up. The fight's need to start.
Who's fighting, Fred, do you know?
Yeah, Indian Joe Roach and a Mexican fella named, Jesus Alvarez.
Pronounced Jesus.
Well, he spelled it the same way Jesus spelled his name.
don't say it that way.
Well, if they know he's going to be a fighter, why they name him Jesus?
How did his parents know when he was born that he was going to be a fighter?
Yeah, Fred, maybe they thought he was going to be a carpenter.
Ooh, look at that left hook. I bet you won't know a hat growing that spot again.
Get up, Roach. Get up before he step on you. She picked up a glass one time and threw it at him and broke all his teeth.
Grady, how could she break all of his teeth?
His teeth were in the glass.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
One of the great soul singers in history, the great Rick Stevens, having had the opportunity to introduce him a couple of weeks ago at Yoshi's here in San Francisco, what an honor, but what a voice. And he still rocks. Of course, he was part of the Tower of Power alumni that showed up this past Wednesday night in San Mateo, California, when the Tower blew everybody away with a 90-minute set. And Rick Stevens concluding the set by singing his signature tune, of course, You're Still a Young Man. Speaking of young men, how about 48-year-old Bernard Hopkins, the Philadelphia executioner, of course, the ex-convict, of course, the former middleweight champion, and he's won a lot of titles, there's no question about it. And he, at 53, 6-2 with 32 whacks, I mean, he's had some significant wins. But most of these wins have been so long ago that it really doesn't matter. And whether or not he beat these current hobos that are around, that he can beat these guys, he can mug them at the age of 48. I guess that's commendable to an extent, but he mugs them in a manner that is so boring, it would put a tweaking crack addict to sleep. I mean, it's just out cold. They're just horrible to watch. And of course, being a boxing fan, you know, you tune in to watch fights on HBO or Showtime. I mean, you just want to see these fights. But who really wanted to see Bernard Hopkins against this guy from Germany, Karol Murat? Come on, it was supposed to be July 13th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, which seems to be like the in arena now in the New York area. But the bottom line is the fight won't happen. It's been canceled. The Immigration and Naturalization Service would not give Murat a visa. Okay, you know what happened, right? The cable company, HBO or Showtime, whoever was doing this, called the INS and said, please don't let this guy in the country. We'll give you free cable for a year. And I think they did, because this would have been a stinker. Another stinker on national television. And, of course, Bernard, you know, he's a promoter now. He's hand-in-hand with guys like Oscar De La Hoya and as part of Golden Boy Promotion. So if he was really thinking about promoting the game and the longevity of the game and the best for the game, he'd have bowed out. Instead of, like, making these stinking fights against these – and they fights stink. He's not had a clean win in a while, okay? But he has these stinking fights against these lesser guys that he cons into fighting the way he wants them to fight. And once he does that, he's got you. He mugs you, he mauls you, he elbows you, forearms, pulls you, pushes you. I mean, he's like a mechanic in there. He knows how to shut people down, and he shuts people down even at the age of 48, which, again, I say is commendable. But enough is enough, okay? You're taking the play away from younger guys. There are other guys who should be having this IBF light heavyweight title or whatever sanctioning body he's representing at the current moment. Okay, there's a younger guy out there that should be getting the play. There's a younger guy out there that should be getting the attention. There's a younger guy out there that should be making the money. Okay, not you, Bernard. You've made enough to pay for like 19 generations of Hopkins. Okay, greed. Remember the greed? Remember when you wouldn't tip that waitress in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel? We all went to dinner that night for your fight with Antoine Echols, and you wouldn't tip the waitress. $150,000 you were making the next day, and you wouldn't tip the waitress for dinner. So I had to tip. Remember that? I remember it. You remember it clearly too. Okay? What I'm trying to say is tipping, Bernard, is not a city in China. And you are one of the cheapest guys I've ever met in my life. And as far as tarnishing the name, Bernard Hopkins, you continue to do it every time you box. So if you want to go out on a high note, guess what? Go out now. Nobody will be crying. There'll be no river of tears for Bernard Hopkins. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking boxing this hour. Before I get into the schedule of upcoming fights, I want to talk about the heavyweight division. Of course, the big boys, of course, over 200 pounds and under anything. If you can make it
like 500, 600 pounds. We had a 600-pound guy that could fight. Guess what? He could be heavyweight champion of the world. Unlike the world of mixed martial arts and MMA, like the UFC and Bellator, I believe they have a 265-pound limit as far as their heavyweight division is concerned. But talking about heavyweights, talk about up-and-coming heavyweights, Tyson Fury. I had him on the show about, I guess about a month ago. 21-0, now 15 knockouts. Got dropped in a fight that he was supposed to be, like, really dominate. And bottom line was, you know, Tyson Fury won, but Tyson Fury may have been shown a chink in his armor. Maybe he has the David Price syndrome. Of course, he's the fellow UK heavyweight that got drilled by Tony Thompson about 2 months ago. We'll talk about that rematch, which takes place in July, in just a minute. But now Tyson Fury, as I said, 21 and zip, 15 wax, going to take on David Haye, it looks like. Yeah, David Haye, the big mouth from the UK as well, 26-2. 24 KOs. Of course, that one of those losses was a stoppage loss at cruiserweight. But at heavyweight, he seems to hold his own, and he talks a good game. He's a great, you know, he's very eloquent. He's very well spoken, and he's got that British accent. He puts it together real well, and he talks a good game, and he could fight a little bit as well. But he and Tyson Fury willing to put it all on the line at this point in his career, because, you know, instead of a title shot, he's willing to go with David Haye, which will probably be a bigger fight anyway in the UK. This fight will probably do, they could probably put this fight like in the biggest stadium they have in the United Kingdom. Maybe 60,000 people, put him in there and still sell millions of homes on pay-per-view. This will be the fight of fights as far as the UK is concerned. So Tyson Fury, as I said, 21 and zip. David Haye, 26-2. Something's got to give when these two guys clash. And I think it will be Haye. I want to say that size prevails because Tyson Fury does throw decent combinations. So put it this way. If Tyson Fury had my skill set, it'd be Tyson Fury easy over David Haye. But he doesn't have my skill set. So it's sort of up in the air as to who will win. But I think I want to go with the big guy here because the big guy should be able to. Listen, bigger guys should be able to beat smaller guys. When you're 6'7", 265 pounds, something like that, you should be knocking guys dead. I mean, you should be able to hold your arm out and go, bam, just cock your arm and hit him with the other hand. That's just the way it should be because you're a big dude. But the bigger these guys are, the less skill they are, the less coordination they seem to have for the most part. Okay, and they can't throw the combinations. They can't throw punches with leverage. I mean, look at the Klitschkos, the two so-called heavyweight champions of the world, the brothers, Vladimir and his brother Vitaly. Okay, they both throw punches like a robot, even though they had one of the greatest teachers come along in Emanuel Stewart, the late Emanuel Stewart of the Kronk Gym, the Gold Father himself. The Gold Father worked with both of these guys, and he tried to teach him how to punch. He tried to teach him how to fight. He couldn't do it, so he went back and taught him how to box instead. See, that's why they box so ugly, and they box so boringly. But over there in Germany, man, it's like, you know, I mean, you need you need television Viagra to watch the Klitschkos. You just do. And that's no knock on the Klitschkos because they keep winning and they come to each fight. They're in shape. They're conditioned. I mean, they come ready to go. So no knock on them for that part. But they just, for lack of a better word, suck. That's just the way it is. And nobody's really enamored with Vitaly Klitschko, 45-2, 41 KOs, okay? Nobody's really in love with Vladimir Klitschko's brother, 65-3, 51 KOs. Those three losses, all by knockout. Yep. I mean, he's three times. Bop, boom, boom. Got a glass jaw. That's when Emmanuel taught him how to box and, like, how to save his chin. I keep that 6'7" chin of his out of the way. Okay, Vitaly's got a good chin. Vlad doesn't. Vlad's going to fight in the 2016 Olympics, he says, representing the Ukraine. I'm not too thrilled with that. I don't think professional athletes should be able to go back and fight in the Olympics. But the heavyweight division, David Haye and Tyson Fury, that'll be a big battle over in the UK. Man, I'd like to go see that fight over there. But the other fight in the UK, and it's going to take place in July, the rematch, Tony Thompson, 37-3. He's been stopped twice. 25 KOs. Of course, taking on in a rematch, David Price. The great David Price. Or the thought to be great David Price. I mean, come on, man. He's got a soft head or something like that. I mean, just boom. It was all over. He's 6'7". Another one of these guys that you shouldn't even be getting hit. You hear what I'm saying? You shouldn't be getting hit. And these guys are, I don't get it. How can you have like a 5 or 6 inch height advantage over somebody, have like a huge reach advantage over somebody, and have a huge body mass advantage over somebody and lose? David Price, 15-1, that one knockout loss, of course, to Tony Thompson in February this year, but they're going back at it again, this time in the Echo Arena, Liverpool, the UK, the home of the Beatles. 12 rounds, that'll, of course, be the BBC rules, and that'll be British Board of Boxing Control. It'll be July 6, 2013. Probably be able to watch on a Wealth TV or on the Internet, so I'll try to get up with some websites as far as getting you the websites to watch that fight card. But that's going to be a good one. David Price and Tony Thompson. I think Price wins the second fight. I think it was like a fluke that the big guy's going to go out there and prove he's big this time. If you fight big, see, none of these, Ricky Hatton wouldn't fight big against Manny Pacquiao. These guys don't want to fight big. They're willing to like throw it all out there. That little Filipino can't hit. Yeah, that's why you're sleeping. That's why your career was destroyed with one punch. Okay, you underestimate the power of a puncher. For Felix Trinidad, wow. I mean, people were thinking Trinidad's like the hardest puncher going in boxing, 147 pounds, 154 pounds. But at 160, his punching power was thought to be not so much. So William Joppy, the WBA champion at 160 pounds, took on Felix Trinidad and told me, I'm going to walk through his punches. And I said to him, you know, I don't think that's such a smart idea. He goes, no, man, this guy's a welterweight. I'm going to walk through his punches. Well, he got knocked out in about three rounds. Because what I'm trying to say is you don't mess with a puncher. And I think that David Price is a decent puncher. I think that Tyson Fury is a decent puncher. And I think that if these guys fight their size, you know, somebody ought to teach them how to fight their size. The Klitschko's have been taught how to fight their size. Okay? It's boring. It's horrible. You know, I wish somebody would shoot both those guys from the cheap seats with like they, you know, I'm seriously, just do something. Those guys got either that or they're gonna fight each other. You know, I tried to start that rumor that one guy was banging the other guy's wife. Didn't work. They're not fighting each other. They're not fighting each other. Their mother tells them, I don't ever want you to fight. I think that would be the fight. If the two brothers got down, I mean, and nasty, and just for athleticism, for sports, to see who's the better of the two, I think it would be great for the sport, for the family. You have one Klitschko on top, one Klitschko on the bottom. Maybe. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Man, Tower of Power did this Wednesday night. This was the tightest tune in a totally tight set. Only so much oil on the ground. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym.
Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzon, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins, okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number's four, then be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go to a lot of Mike Got McCollum, Magambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humbled to be there.
See that? Undue respect. Unbridled respect, excuse me, for the world middleweight champion at that point in time, Bernard Hopkins. But at 175 pounds, at 48 years old, no, that's not the thing to be. I really don't think that's cool. I really don't. I think that, as I said, stealing the spotlight from a younger guy, he should just move on. I mean, Bernard, you've done so much. You are a guaranteed Hall of Famer. Just go take that Hall of Fame ring, please. At the age of 53, by retiring at 48, you get into the Hall 5 years later at 53. You'll be in the Hall, and guess what? It'll be all history. And, of course, you continue to support Golden Boy Promotions in their boxing, their promotion endeavors. So the bottom line is they are the lead company as far as boxing is concerned. Top Rank, it looks like Top Rank, the big throne is starting to get Matt rattled a little bit. Maybe Bob Arum's starting to get a little old, 81 years old. Maybe starting to falter a little bit. And can Todd DeBuff pick up the slack? Maybe not. As far as the other entity and promoters, of course, the aging promoter world, I'm talking about Don King, the wire-haired wonder. His stepson, Carl King, Aram's stepson was Todd DeBuff, but his stepson, Carl King, not exactly the corporate type. I mean, he's not hoodish or anything like that, but he's just not the corporate type. Speaking of Carl King, I want to mention this again. James Page, the former world welterweight champion out of Concord, California, was arrested for bank robbery this past week in Oakland, California. He's been dubbed like the button-down robber or something like that, bank robber. And he's like been arrested for 7 bank robberies. Of course, he was convicted of bank robbery in the South, spent several years in the penitentiary, came home, tried to get his act together in boxing, but he was way too old. And if ever there was a guy that blew it, it was him. He was supposed to fight Felix Trinidad for $3 million. But out of that $3 million, Don King and Carl King were to get $1.5 million, but his mother didn't like that. Okay, mother said, no, we want all the money. So bottom line was he ended up fighting for like $120,000 because he dumped Don King, fought for $120,000, and got knocked out. Yeah, take the $1.5 million, you dummy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history. Of course, coming up, hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, all about the world of MMA. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com.